Sedra, the explosion of mitzvos, 20 mitzvos in Parshas Bo, relative to the 14 parshios in the Torah that come beforehand, really some total of 3. And Korban Pesach is really the centerpiece. And at the centerpiece of Korban Pesach, of course, is the halacha of Zos Chukas HaPasach Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo. That was a diak I had from Mori V'Rabbi, from Rav Rosenzweig. That Zos Chukas HaPasach, the defining halacha of Korban Pesach, is Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo. Ben Nechar is defined variously. Anybody remember the Targum? Right, Bar Yisrael de Mishtamid, right? And Rashi quotes both Deos, Yisrael Meshumad, but also, a Ben Nechar and Achri. The Ramban, has a special Lashon of Yisrael, Shesnak Rumasav, not just La'aviv Shabbat Shemayim, but Yisrael Shesnak Rumasav La'echav U'la'aviv Shabbat Shemayim. Clearly, the main energy that we're going to invest is going to be in Shitas HaRambam. It's possible, somebody showed me a Girsa this week, which may challenge this idea. It's always hard to know exactly because the Sefer HaMitzvos is in translation, but it's possible that the Rambam was Chozer from the Sefer HaMitzvos to the Yad HaChazaka. Either way, the Rambam Shita is remarkable. So we know that there's Nisr Daraisa regarding Mumar, Yisrael Mishumad, and Korban Pesach, and the question is, what's the nature of that Isr? Is it an Isr Achila or is it an Isr LaHa'achil? Pasuk says Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo, but as the Meshech Chachma points out, be hard to imagine that we're addressing the Ben Nechar directly, because after all he's sort of outside of the parsha. Certainly a Nachri is outside; he's not normally addressed by the Torah. But even a Yisrael Meshumad isn't typically addressed by the Torah. So because he's disregarding everything. So, who exactly is implicated in this Isser? Moreover, normally what's our standard with respect to establishing somebody as a Mumar L'chol HaTorah Kula? What do we look at? In other words, what violation gives you, this is the Gemara Nechulin on Daf Hei. Right, there are 2 Averos that could put you in that category. David, go ahead.
Mumar l'Shabbos.
Right, Mumar l'Chalul Shabbos before Hesya, and Mumar
L'Avodah
Zarah. Right, L'Avodah Zarah. So if you look in that Gemara, as well as the Gemara in Masechta Erevin, which puts them on the same plane, right, strong indication is that Mumar l'Chalul Shabbos before Hesya is a Mumar l'Chol HaTorah Kula, as well as a Mumar l'Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam in Hilchos Erevin, the Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos, the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos equates all of them, and says that they're kigayim l'chol divrayim. In a certain sense, in Maaseh Korbanos, even worse than an actual nachri. Nachri, why do I say worse? Because what's the halacha of a nachri in terms of karban? There's a Rambam in Maaseh Korbanos, in Shgagos as well. Adam ki akriv mikem karban l'shem, mikem velo kulchem, bachem chilakti velo beumos. What's the halacha? The Nachri can send a Karban, but we're not going to be Mekablin Karbanos. We are Mekabel Karbanos Miposhe Yisrael, but we're not Mekabel Karbanos when it comes to a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. The regular Poshe Yisrael were Mekabel Karbanos because Kedei Sheyachzer Ben B'Tshuva, we don't want to be Noel Delos Bifnei Balei Tshuva. People who are trying, but right, Shimshi, when it comes to Mumar L'Chalul Shabbos before Hesya, or a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, so we generally equate the two, right? Nachi, what's the halacha for purposes of Erevin? Basically, Gemar Erevin Dav Samach Tes. What do we say? That a Mumar L'Chalul Shabbos, as well as a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, right, they can't be Mivatil Rishus, because they're not Yisrael. We have to do Schiros Rishus. We have to actually rent the domain from them, which is a remarkable kind of a halacha. It's actually quite astonishing. But again, in these areas, they're fully and wholly equated with each other. And so the Minchas Chinuch raises really 2 questions. He says, number one, in terms of this halacha of defining the Isser of Korban Pesach and Ben Nechar, if it's really Yisrael Meshumad, so why not extend it from Avodah Zarah to a Mumar, you know, L'chal Shabbos before Hesya? They're always equated, so why should it be any different for Korban Pesach? I think that's possible, especially for the Ramban, because the Ramban defines a Ben Nechar not only as Shinis Nakru Masa of L'Aviv Shabbat Shemayim, but also L'Echav. And L'chal Shabbos before Hesya, right, the whole point is kind of like an attack on the Jewish community, right? It's one thing to be Mechal Shabbos Betzina, but it's far worse to be Mechal Shabbos before Hesya, so I think it's possible for the Ramban. It's an interesting suggestion. And then the Minchas Chinuch asks a second question. I'd like to obviously combine the two. The Minchas Chinuch wants to know, he says, you know, this whole idea that, you know, that it may be an Isser Laha'achil, and again, we'll see the Rabbim inside in just a second, strikes him as strange. Like, even if the Ben Nechar, even if the Yisrael Mumar L'Chol HaTorah is ignoring the Isser of staying away from the Korban Pesach, so why shouldn't that be the Isser? And, you know, to put a finer point on the question, it actually does sound that way in the Rambam, the Yadah Chazaka. So what I'd like to try to do is put those two questions onto the record. Number one, should Mumar, in terms of Korban Pesach, be limited to Avodah Zarah? Should it include Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesya? The suggestion in the Minchas Chinuch, at least a Safik, I think for the Ramban, it's really a very fair question. And then secondly, Isser Achila versus Isser Laha'achil. What's the basic idea? And I think this really takes us, like I said, to the core of Korban Pesach. That was the diuk that Rav Rosenzweig had. Zos chukas ha-pasach, kol ben nechar lo yochal bo. Right, there are many other halachos of the Korban Pesach. Shviras etzem, and nosar, tzliyesh, arel, toshav, sachir. There are so many halachos, right? 20 mitzvahs in the parasha. So many of them really are related to the Korban Pesach. But zos chukas ha-pasach, this is the defining halach of Korban Pesach. So maybe we can gain, you know, a little bit of insight into this question. Okay, so let me share my screen. We ready? We'll start just by quickly doing a skira on the Rambams. You'll tell me what the Chazara is, and then we're good to go. Okay, so Shimon, you have like great audio, so maybe you'll start. Just take us through the Rambams and the Sefer HaMitzvos, and then the Rambam and the Yad. So that's an Isser Achila. Fine. You get an Isser Malkos too. So right, that's a dual Isser. There's an Isser Achila and an Isser Laha'achil. Apparently there's only Malkos for the Isser Achila. And then so no surprise, right? The Rambam likes onklus as always. So if this translation is accurate, right? It sounds like an Isser Achila. Now you get to the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Tes. Right, so it sounds dafka not mumar l'chal Shabbos b'far hesya, just, you know, zeh oved el nechar, which I think is fascinating. Right, Korban Pesach, Gavi, we were talking about this last night, right, the relationship between Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, right, that's why we have Bechol Mosh Roseichem by Matzah, to tell us, right, that it's not contingent on the Korban Pesach. So the Rambam has two Chazaras here. The obvious one is that the Rambam was apparently Chozer from an Isser Achila to an Isser Laha'achil, in terms of the Benechar, the Yisrael Mumar. The more subtle one is, what does he do with Arel? Arel is only in the Yad, Arel Sha'achal, as opposed to Lahachil, right? So we'll flag those two. Rashi again, Benechar, Shnisnakr Masalavim Sheba Shemaim, Echad Agoy Echad Yisrael Meshumad B'mashma, Targum is Bar Yisrael Diyishtamid, the Ramban, right, said Hishisnakr Lechavul Aviv Sheba Shemaim, Isav Haraim, etc. Okay, so this is what we saw. I summarized this here. The Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Erevin, the Rambam in Maisa Korbanos, the Rambam in Shabbos. Well, just as a representative source, why don't we just read the Rambam in Shabbos, right? This is the most powerful argument for the extension of the din, right? Harchavas HaDin, from Avodah Zarah to Chol Shabbos Peresia. Probably the Rambam in Shabbos goes further than anywhere else. Go ahead, Shimon. This is the 12th source. Just representative. Not a compliment. Not a compliment, right? Okay, so why not just get Rambam and Erevin, you know, onto the record here? Right now, that's what we were talking about a second ago. You'd actually have to do schiras rishos because, like, a goy. So, you know, the Minchas Chinuch's point was, you know, it's good for the goose, it's good for the Yeah, for the gander, right. So, you know, if it's really the same, Avodah Zarah and Chol Shabbos Befarhesia, so that should be included under Kol Ben Nechar, Yisrael Shenisnak Rumasav, La'aviv Shabbat Shemayim. So I'm going to try to make a case that the Rambam is Meduyuk. It's only Avodah Zarah, right, despite the fact that the Rambam, again, in Shkagos and in Maisa Korbanos and in Shabbos and in Erevin, there clearly, you know, is a very deep and powerful connection between the Chol Shabbos before Hesia and Avodah Zarah, but I'm going to try to be Mechalik Le'inyan Karban Pesach. That's the goal. And hopefully to explain if it's really a Chazara in the Rambam, Mi'isra Achila to the Isra Lahachil, it's definitely a question of Minchas Chinuch, so I'm going to try to make the case. All right, so let's start with that selfsame Gemara in Chulin, which establishes that it's the very source of the din, that Mumar L'chal Shabbos V'Hesia is equated with Mumar L'Avodah Zarah in terms of Mumar L'chal Torah Kula. So Shimon, what is this is a few lines earlier in that Gemara. Right, nobody ever said that about Shabbos. It may not be entirely methodologically fair, but, right, because there's an Asei Shabo, but Hamode be'avodas kochavim is kofir b'chol haTorah kula. Kofir be'avodas kochavim is mode b'chol haTorah kula. Kfira be'avodah zarah is a chalos. You're in the game. I'd like to establish another point in this direction in terms of being mechalik between avodah zarah and chol shabbos b'farhesia. Then bring up yet a third point, and then see how this factors back into the Karban Pesach. So this is Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Beis. And here I think you see how Avodah Zarah really stands out. Shimon, your sound is starting to fail us. Okay, one second. Shimon, we'll come back to you. Let me just finish the source. Your sound was breaking up for a second. Right, so I'll call Kover Bevazara Modu B'chol HaTorah Kula V'Ikar Kol HaMitzvos Kula. That's the line that I'm really interested in. And then there's an impact of that. Yisrael Shavet Avodah Zarah Reku Goy L'chol Davar V'Enu Ki Yisrael Shavet Al-Averah Sheish Baskila. What's an example, by the way, for our purposes, of an Avera Sheyesh Baskila? Because he's about to...
Shabbos.
Nice, Nachi, right? So, Mishuma the Vodazari, Mishuma the Chol Terakula, Kolamod the Vodazara, Sheyemes, Abba Bishalo Avdar, is a Mecharif Megadev, is Hashem, and Nechbad, and Nora, Ve'echada, Ovid the Vodazara, Ve'echad Megadev, is Hashem, Shenamar, Ve'anevish Shur Tasabi Ad Ramah, Minas Rachman, Agaris Hashem, and Megadev, Lefikach, Tolin Ovid the Vodazara, Kamash Tolin is a Megadev, Ushnei Niskalin. Right, so not like Rabbi Lazar of Kol Niskal and Nitlin, but this is a Chachamim that a Vodazar is Chamor, in this case from Shabbos. Kilalti de Megadev Bilchus Vodazara, Shishneim Kovrin Bikarhein Veiluhein Dine HaMegadev. So you see that the equation isn't Becholat Terakula. Ladin Tlia of Vodazara stands out. Moreover, what's another obvious example of a Chiluk L'Chumra between a Vodazara and Shabbos? Clearly, yeah. Go ahead, Nachi. Right. You say Chalal Shabbos Achas Kedei Shetishmor Shabbos Harbei, which is, you know, that's the idea that, okay, maybe Chalal Shabbos really is worse, but, you know, at least this will allow you to keep many Shabbos. So we don't say that about Avodah Zarah. We pass in that Gemara anyway, like Shmuel, right? V'chai b'hem lo shayamos b'hem. So it's not entirely the same. Okay, fine, so you say that's Be'ones, but still, so is Avodah Zarah. So... clearly, there are grounds to be mechalik. The question is, you know, what are we talking about? For le'inyan schiras rishos, they're the same. Le'inyan maisa korbanos, they're the same. But le'inyan korban pesach, are they the same? I think for the Ramban, there's a case, right? Yisrael shishnak v'maisav, not just love v'shebishmayim, but le'echav. I think that does raise the question. But in terms of korban pesach, I think... what it's all about, obviously, is Kfira Bevodah Zarah. And here, I think the evidence is truly overwhelming. So let's get it onto the record. Shimon, you want to just take another stab at it? Hopefully your sound is back.
Is it working better?
Nice.
There we go. All right. Mishku Mishi Ishko Kuhu Mishaino. Rios Yabili Omer, Mishku Mabodazara, Vidavku Bimiso. Shakaturto Kokalada Israel, Sho Yuha Shumi Hudi, Lahatio Al Khadero, Hadabar Lomar, Lo Asiti Anizot, Ella Acher Asa Dabar.
Right, so Chizkuri says a plausible deniability. Why does everybody have to do it? You can't pass it off on somebody else. And why is it Sliesh? This is pretty graphic.
Wow.
One more Chizkuni. What was the status quo ante? So what's the obvious point when you put all these makoros together? Rabbi Yosi Aglili by Mishchu Kchu, the Chizkuni. What's the whole nature of Korban Pesach as an institution?
I know, like it's supposed to be like the anti Avodah Zarah.
You're right. You're repudiating the Avodah Zarah. Ki Tovas Mitzrayim Kol Rei Tzon. And that accounts for all the details. Why it's Liesh and why it's Shachtu Oso. By the way, that's why he says it's Bein Harbayim, because everybody's home from work, so you can't hide, right? And the whole point is repudiating Avodah Zarah, Mishchu Yideichem Be'Avodah Zarah, K'chu L'chames HaMitzvos, we were a goy, mikarev goy, right? It's very clear that this is a matter of joining up with Klal Yisrael. This is what it takes. It's the history of Korban Pesach, right? Shabbos didn't exist yet, we're not yet at Mara, but this is what it meant to join up with Klal Yisrael, was to turn your back an Avodah Zarah, called Kofir b'Avodah Zarah, right? Kimode b'chol haTorah kula. And at that stage in halachic development, I think that was, in a sense, uniquely true. And I think that's really a very strong case, l'shitas HaRambam, you know, that we're going to define, even if the Indian Pschirus Rishos and Maisa Korbanos, we're going to find, you know, Michal Shabbos b'Far Hesia and Ovid Avodah Zarah is the same. I think the Indian Korban Pesach, it's a very, you know, clear indication that we're dealing with something, you know, different. And in that, in this respect, I think it really does go back, you know, to the very beginning, you know, in terms of the history of Klal Yisrael, and what we were trying to rediscover, you know, through the process of Korban Pesach. So let me just show you, you know, another makor in this regard. Let me just pull up a Rambam here, which I think is really makes the point in a very strong way in terms of what was going on in Mitzrayim. Just reshare. Okay. Shimon, take it away. This is the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, and I think you get the impression, right, that this is very much l'shitaso in terms of it being mumar l'chol ha'tara kula, but only in Oved El Nechar. This is the story of Avraham Avinu.
Even Chayu Hamid Tabsin, a love showing no Aldebar, Emodio for Elhadakar, Pipi Dato, Al She Yah Zirehu, Madar Hamet, Ajni Tabsway love of Haim, Rebabo, Him Anche, Bid Abraham, Vishatal Believam, Haikar Hagadol Hazeb.
What's the Ikar Hagadol Hazeb? Obviously. Right, Yichud Hashem. Right, just like the Rambam said, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Ikar Kol Mitzvos Kulan. Avram was Shotel the Ikar Hagadol Hazeh. V'chiber Bo Svarim. Apparently, he actually wrote books. I check every now and again on Amazon to see whether they have them. Still not. Right, author Avram Avinu. You can search under different names. You still can't find them. But point is, apparently, he wrote books. It'd be great to have them. Monotheism. A digest. Monotheism, intermediate, advanced monotheism. From Haran to Canaan, an autobiography. All right. So v'chiber osvarim v'odil li Yitzchak b'no.
V'yashav Yitzchak melamed umatir, v'yitzchak odil Yaakov, u'minahu lelamed v'yashav melamed umachazik kol ha'nyovim elo. Yaakov Avinu limed banav kulam v'havdil Levi minahu rosh v'hoshiva b'yeshiva l'lamed derech Hashem v'lishma mitzvah Abraham. V'siva banav shelo yafsiku mivnei Levi mimuna achar mimuna kidei shelo tishaka chalimut. V'haya adabar holech v'midaber mivnei Yaakov v'vanilvim alehem v'naase v'olam
Uma Shehi Yodas Es Hashem. I happen to love that line. V'naseis bolam Uma Shehi Yodas Es Hashem. Wow. Okay. Ad she'archo yam l'Yisrael b'Mitzrayim.
V'chazru l'amid ma'aseyem. Ma'aseyem. L'avo kochavim kimotan. Chutz v'sher levi sh'amad b'mitzvah l'avo. Me'o amu avad shir levi avod kochavim. V'kimad kat haya ha'ikar sh'shat al Abraham. Nekar v'chozim ne'yakov v'tod ha'olam. B'tiyotan. Me'avad Hashem otanu u'mishamru atashvua l'Avram Avinu asa Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban shalko anavim v'ushalko.
Excellent. So we have a beautiful Rambam here who says the problem, you know, in Mitzrayim was that we were descending into Avodah Zarah. We were losing our connection to Avram Avinu. Literally the, you know, that which he was, you know, shasal, ha'ikar sheshasal Avram, right, that shetila was uprooted, right? That's a very important idea. And so Korban Pesach was the opportunity for us to identify, right? The specter of Avram Avinu is really all over Le'al Tesvav. Le'al Shimurim Hula Hashem Lotziyam Eretz Mitzrayim, right? B'tesvav Benisa Nibsar Avram, the Arba Me'oshana starts with Avram. But the point is to rediscover the Derech of Avram. So the Derech of Avram wasn't really linked up with Shabbos, whatever you want to say about Ikev Asher Shema Avram B'Koli, Ve'ishmar Mishmarati Mitzvosai Chukosai V'sorosai. What was the Derech of Avram? To be kofer b'Avodah Zarah. That was his great accomplishment in life. And so the Korban Pesach is a way of rediscovering that connection. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So l'shitaso in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Parak Tes. It's not about Michal Shabbos Bifar Hes, as important as it is. Linen Karbanos, that's true. The Inyan Schiris Rishos, that's true. I don't think that's true. Linen Karban Pesach. I want to be Machriya, the Savik of the Menachas Chinuch. Viharaya, the connection between, you know, Pesach and Giyur. Okay, so go ahead, Shimon. This is the fame. I love this. Mechilta, right? Rashi quotes it. It's also Vichi Agurit Cham Ger, Vasa Pesach. Yeah, right. So the whole idea is that to join up with Klal Yisrael, what do we like to say? Avram Tchila Legerim. So you better bring a Korban Pesach. Ah, Lamaskana, you have to bring it on your Dalut when everybody else brings it. But the Havamina is, it's basically correct. Korban Pesach is an intrinsic part of the process of Giyur, of joining up with Klal Yisrael. That's why, if you don't bring the Korban Pesach brazenly, not as a punishment, but as a natural consequence, what's the result?
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the Sefer HaChinuch, I think, also has this basic yesod. Shelo nachal min ha-Pesach li Yisrael, right, mishumad?
Shelo nachal min ha-Pesach li Yisrael mumar ha-Bodizar, shemar ho...
I think the language here is exactly our mahalich. And by the way, that's what I think the answer to the second question is. The Minchas Chinuch wanted to know, right, why isn't the Nisr Achila? Why isn't Nisr Lahachil? So I think it's being Mivaza, the Korban Pesach. To give the Korban Pesach to somebody who actively repudiates the message of Korban Pesach, in other words, an Oved Avodah Zarah, a Yisrael Meshumad in that sense of the term, is a Bizayon. That's the Mechayiv. You're Mevaza, the Korban Pesach. There's an Isra Lahachil. Just like the Tosha V'Sachir Lo Yochal Bo is an Isra Lahachil. They're outside of the fraternity. This was a moment when Klal Yisrael distinguished themselves from the Umos Ha'olam. Korban Pesach is the Havdalah. V'lo yitena mashchis lavo batechen lingof. Goy mikarev goy. So I think it's quite clear that in Korban Pesach, Mumer l'chol ha-Torah kula is very plausibly, I think probably, defined exactly what the Rambam says. It's limited to an Ovid Avodah Zarah. I don't know if you have to give it to a Mechalel Shabbos before Hesia, but I don't think that's a Bizayon. I think the Bizayon is for somebody who's an Oved Kochavim. Because that's exactly what the whole Maisa, Shchitas Korban Pesach, was meant to destroy the Avodah Zarah. That's what makes it Shabbos HaGadol. Take the, you know, Elohei Mitzrayim and destroy it. And we're not subtle about it. Sliyesh, they should be able to recognize it. Rosh al Karav al Kirbo, She Recho Nodef Beapayim, let them know what's going on. Bikur Dalad Yamim. Very clear. Nachi.
So Rebbe thinks it's the Rambam is chosen out for him.
If it's really true, there's if you look at the Kapach, it actually says there that the only Yisr is Lahachil. But I'm willing to say that he was Choser, that he redefined it as.
Rav Shurkin quotes Rav Chayim in Hari Kedem that it's not that the Shem Mumar is the Psuol and Hakravos the Karbon, but the Ben Achilos the Karbon would. Would only be a
Mumar level
Avodah
Zarah.
So he wants it. He wants to be mechalik between the two.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So I think I have a more even more specific explanation. Right. That it's not just achilos in general, but that it's the, you know, what I'm saying is in terms of the Korban Pesach, is uniquely allergic to Avodah Zarah. So I'm saying a little, I'm saying a, I think a more targeted mahalich than
but then that would leave an issue with the Rambam, so it would have to be that he was chuzer.
Yeah, which that never bothers me in between the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Yad, if it's really true. If it's really true. Professor Kaplan pointed out to me that Kapach this week. I saw there was another question. Okay, so there may be one more raya, just for this mahalich, give me 1 second to bring it up, is with this idea of Gior, that this is the entry point to Klal Yisrael. So I think we could bring a raya also from the Rambam in the context of Gior, right, in Isurei Bia. So just 1 second. This is based on the Gemara in Yevamos. Okay, so let's take a look. Let me just share my screen, and Shimon, just bring us home.
Okay, it's out of Rambam Modi.
Let's start here. Why not?
Kaita mekabel gerit zedek sheyabo echad mitayer min ha'akum v'yivdeku.
That's the Ikar line again. Yichud Hashem, Isra Avodah Zarah. This is how you get in. So what might be the expression of that idea? This is the Ikar Hadash, Yichud Hashem v'Isra Avodah Zarah. So if the whole point is that this is, you know, this is sort of like the entry, so what might be actually a manifestation of that? B'maisa. Yeah, right. If that's the Karban, which is all about the Isra Avodah Zarah. So then, Marichin Bedavarza, that's really worth expanding about. But then, you know, the rest you can be done pretty quickly. Modino to mixes Mrs. Kalos, Mrs. Chamuros, Ain Marichin Bedavarza. So that's like it's Shechan Peya, Meiser Sheni. And on the list, Ketzin Omen Levi Yodea, Sha'achlo Basel Adas, Imachalta Chele Viata Anushkaris, Imchilalta Shabbos, Iata Anushkila, etc. It's on the list. But you're not Marich. It's not the Ikari Hadas. So I think that's clear. So the Rambam Yisurei Bia, the Rambam in Avodah Zarah Perek Beis, where it's Ikar Kol Mitzvos Kulan, Yehareg Val Yavor, Nachi's point. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Aleph, Avraham Avinu. Right? For all of the, you know, instances in which the Shem Mumar, which I agree with, right, in terms of Schiras Rishos or Maisa Korbanos, you know, encompasses Mur Melchol Torah Kula and the Avodah Zarah. Here there's very good reason to be Mechalik. Korban Pesach was the entry point into Klal Yisrael, Goy Mikarev Goy. So the Inin Gior, we should also be Mechalik. So when are you Mivaza, the Korban Pesach? When you give it to a Ben Echar. And a Ben Echar is a mumar, Avodah Zarah in this context. You can't possibly preserve the dignity of the Korban Pesach and to give it to somebody who doesn't believe in anything that the Korban Pesach represents. Oh. Okay. So again, I think that this is, you know, the point. You always have to evaluate. There are areas of halacha where we could definitely equate Mumer Lechal Shabbos and Mumer Levodah Zarah. I just don't think the Korban Pesach is one of them. Eitan, is that a question? Okay. All right, so maybe we'll hold it up here. Wish you guys a good Shabbos. Thought provoking, food for thought, roasted food for thought. Looking forward to seeing everybody on Monday, God willing, and returning to the Sugya of Zikas Yavam. Just a few more days, and especially the question of Almanuso Shalmelach, which I think is in some ways the main action in this Sugya. So we'll hold it up here, and God willing, continue on Monday. So good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.